Has tipping culture gotten out of control?
We're moving there.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We've done a lot of stories about how the public's getting frustrated because everywhere they go, everywhere they look, even when they're doing self-checkout, it's like, hey, you want to leave a 25% tip for the groceries that you just scanned yourself?
Oh, yep. Also put in your cart yourself. Yeah. Also bagged yourself. Wait, did I actually even talk to anyone?
Well, now there's a story making headlines that tipping culture's worked its way into the Newark Airport in New Jersey.
What?
Okay.
A passenger was checking in at the United ticketing counter.
No.
Turns out their checked bag was half a pound too heavy.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Just 0.5 pounds
barely
over the weight limit.
Okay, take that coat out and put it on.
Take one thing out.
Well, the agent just looked over at the person, smiled, and said, nah, don't worry. I didn't see nothing.
That's awesome. You never hear that from airlines.
Gave him a high five even.
Oh, cool.
So the customer thought, oh, cool, I'm getting a nice break. But then the agent pointed down to the counter and said, you can just leave me a little tip for that right here.
What?
No, they were kidding.
Are you joking?
The customer wondered the same thing, asked, is he being for real? And the agent said, yes.
What?
I'm serious.
Oh, no.
So the passenger threw down $5.
What? Wow. I would not.
I would to pay for a bag.
I think I would. Yeah, because I'd be. If not, they'd be like, then $50 or something.
Well, on the way home, they said they did feel a little weird about it.
They were forced to tip.
I feel like they were just, like, blackmailed into
somehow. That's how they felt. A little scam. So they went and reported it to United on their website.
Come on.
What do you mean, come on?
No surprise, United has not responded.
Yeah.
But in general, the story's making the rounds online, and people are saying it's totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
If it ever happens again, they recommend asking for a supervisor.
I wouldn't do it because I feel like it's almost like condescending to give someone money who's not in a tipping
situation.
Job. Yeah.
It's like, you look like you need this.
But it's like any service, right?
I think we all should pull out a few dollar bills for Digital Jake as we send it over
I'm
to
down,
the shot caller
Jake.
Question of the day.
What's your Venmo? Shout it out.
Nope, I do this for the love of the game only.
I want to speak to your supervisor. That's not cool.
He refuses our money.
Jake. On this day, back in 1981, a group of four robbers broke into the vault of a First National Bank in Tucson and made off with $3.3 million.
Whoa. Oh my God, back then that was so much?
And
that's a lot now.
At the time, it made it the largest single heist in U.S. history.
Dang!
The culprits were never identified and never caught, so obviously they must have been pretty smart.
Yeah.
But today, we're just going to focus on the dumb criminals. I'm going to read you some news headlines about the stupidest criminals in American history. And you have to tell me if it was real or not in a special lowbrow lawbreakers edition of Plenty of 20.
Oh my God. After years of doing laser stories, I feel like every one of these is going to be real.
I'm saying true.
We're all jaded here.
You know what? Just for you guys, all of these potential crimes happened in Florida.
Florida crimes.
We're going to start with the woman who turned her prison jumpsuit into a crop top. Alexis. Alexis, your headline is, Florida man steals hundreds of bees because he thought they were lonely and abandoned.
Aww.
Is that a real headline or made up?
Florida hero, more
so
like.
Hard. It's like Brooke said, everything. Like, I believe all of it.
Can't you picture the guy, like, trying to pet them?
Yeah, and I could see him, like, thinking if he just wears enough, like, long sleeves, it works, you know, to cover himself from getting stung. And, like, I think it's true, Jake.
Alexis thinks that's real. That is...
Hey.
That's a real headline.
I've been there for
give
a
that
month.
Guy metal.
And if they don't have an owner, they're freebies.
Freebies.
All right.
Get it, guys?
Brooke, it's your turn.
God. Yeah.
Your headline. Florida man leaves apology note, returns stolen goods after realizing they're not the latest iPhone. Is that a real headline or made up?
God, that would be a disappointment. Like, they'd steal mine and then they'd take the back off and be like, wait a minute, it's all cracked. I'm going to say it's real.
Brooke says that's a real headline. That is... it's a made up headline.
It wouldn't leave an apology note.
We're one for two. We're going over to Jose now.
All right.
Jose, your headline. Florida man demands cash, gets confused by self-checkout, accidentally pays for stolen items. Is that a real headline or did I make that up?
Just gets finessed into paying.
It's hilarious.
I don't understand how it even work, though.
Yeah.
Brooke, well, it's Florida.
I don't know. It's too complicated. Too confusing. I'm going to say it's not true.
Jose said that's made up. That is... That's a made-up headline. Good eye, Jose.
I almost said true, though.
We're over to Jeffrey.
Okay.
Jeffrey, your headline. Florida man arrested for calling 911 after his kitten was denied entry into a strip club.
Oh,
is that a real headline, or did we make that up?
Kitty just wants to see some kitty. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't want to see any naked ladies. It's my cat.
Yeah, he's the pervert.
Yeah, totally.
Dude, everyone in that strip club would be so excited.
All the strippers would be so happy.
I think for sure a Florida guy was upset that his cat couldn't get in. That's a real story.
Jeff says that's real. That is...
Yeah!
A real headline. All right, we're on to round number two. Alexis, 76-year-old Florida woman was kicked out of KFC and arrested for breastfeeding her 42-year-old son in public.
42?
Is that a real headline, or did we make that up?
This is going to be Brooke, who doesn't let her kids be independent.
Brooke is pro-breastfeeding. Text it right now.
Alexis said that's real. That is... That's a real headline.
So disturbing.
Looking forward to this.
All right,
okay,
Jose.
I do not breastfeed my children. So.
Your headline here. Florida man gets pulled over. Police find 30 eyeballs stuffed up his butt.
What?
No!
Is that a real headline or a fake one?
That is not a real headline, Jake.
I don't know. There's a lot of glass eyeballs out there.
Or are they real human eyeballs?
Yeah. Or googly.
That's Fun Friday night in Florida.
Maybe he just wanted to see what's up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, take a peek.
Let's just say it's real.
Colonoscopies have gone too far. Jose says that's real. It is. It's a real headline.
Oh my
God. I refuse to elaborate more. Run to Jeffrey.
I don't want to know any more details than that.
Jeffrey, here's your headline. Florida man's getaway foiled by GPS.
Oh.
Accidentally navigates straight to police station.
Oh.
Is that a real headline or made up?
I feel like that we've reported on this in Laser Stories. Seriously.
Well, only because it's Florida, I'm saying it's real.
Yeah.
Jeffrey said that's real. That is... That's made up. Which means we go to sudden death, Alexis. Alexis, you get this right, you win. You get it wrong, Jose wins. Here's your headline. Florida man steals gumball machine, gets caught trying to sell gumballs on Facebook.
Oh, no.
Is that a real headline? Did we make that up?
Just one apiece?
I don't know.
Buy it now for 30
cents. I feel like going on Facebook's too much effort for a Florida man. I feel like he'd go outside like a kid's school and try to sell them there. You know?
Smart.
More like that. True. So I'm going to say it's not true, Jake.
Alexa says that's made up. That is... a real headline.
Oh, wow.
And that means, Jose, you've won today's edition of Plenty of 20.
All right.
I'm more concerned about the people who bought the gumballs.
Yeah.
For real.
If you're not getting your gumballs from Facebook Marketplace, you're missing out.
They're getting shipped to your house.
Well, Jose, you get to choose who gets shocked. They're going to be singing No Scrubs by TLC. So who's it going to be?
Well, it's because it's her favorite. I got to choose Brooke.
Okay. No, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
That's your shock collar question of the day. We got your phone tab coming up.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.